Here in the U.S., a Gallup poll out this week says a growing number of Americans think homosexuality should be illegal. That finding seems at odds with other earlier polls that find Americans are more accepting of gay and lesbian relationships. We asked Day to Day's Mike Pesca in New York to examine what's going on.
Well, on the one hand, you've got Will and Grace, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and the new dating show, Boy Meets Boy. On the same hand, you have the Supreme Court decision overturning sodomy laws. On that hand's few remaining fingers, you have legalized gay marriage in Canada. All the attention paid to the one hand leaves the other hand ignored. That hand belongs to the half of all Americans who believe homosexuality is wrong. There are people like Paul Weyrich, chairman of the conservative Free Congress Foundation, who thinks he has a bead on the public's real mood.
You know, they're not for harassing homosexuals. They don't want them to be deprived of any rights. All but a tiny, tiny minority is willing to make this a matter between the creator and the individual. But on the other hand, they don't accept homosexuality as a normal lifestyle.
Smith is a senior strategist for the Human Rights Campaign, a gay rights group.
One poll does not a backlash make.
Weyrich agrees with Smith that real-life developments like Supreme Court decisions are much more important than TV shows in shaping America's attitudes towards gays. But Weyrich says the country will certainly draw the line at gay marriage. One indication of that feeling in middle America took place on the pages of the Indianapolis Star this month. Star editor Dennis Ryerson found himself dealing with dozens of canceled subscriptions over a photograph.
It was a photograph of two lesbians kissing after their marriage. They weren't just kissing, they were lip smacking.
Ryerson wrote a letter to Star readers where he apologized and said the picture did go too far. But he says even Hoosiers are coming around to more widespread acceptance of gays, which is saying something because when he compares Indianapolis to other Midwestern towns, Indianapolis comes up comparatively conservative.
Des Moines looks like Berkeley compared to Indianapolis.
So if Indianapolis can change, why not everywhere? That's exactly the mistake a lot of more liberal locales will make, predicts Paul Weyrich. He thinks if pending court decisions in Massachusetts and New Jersey legalize gay marriage, it will anger many Americans. He wouldn't be surprised to see another 10% drop in favorable attitudes towards homosexuality. But Indianapolis Star editor Ryerson and gay rights activist Dan Smith point to the opposite trend. They say that Americans will become more accepting as they come to realize that the homosexual community includes many people they already know from real life, not TV. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.